Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to a survey from Trojan,
there you go.
36% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 say they've been masturbating more since the social distancing began.
Well, yeah.
18 to 34, how do you masturbate less?
Okay, how is it just a third of them?
Well, you might have been getting laid occasionally.
Well, yeah.
But it's just a third of them, Tyler.
Well, the other two-thirds might be getting laid.
Yeah, but even then, you're still masturbating in those ages. The days you're not getting laid, you're masturbating.
And so they say masturbating more, 36%. Quarantine baking has increased by 37%.
Oh, well, people.
Yeah, everybody's making the bread, apparently.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
19% of young adults surveyed reported that they have masturbated with someone virtually while in lockdown.
How you doing?
Nearly half of those were with a significant other. 25% of them have done it with someone they met online during the outbreak. 21% called up an ex.
Here's the thing about doing it online you met during the outbreak.
Just a little video chat?
What if somebody's...
Yeah, they're just sexting.
No, video chat.
You don't know who's in that room. Say you're masturbating for a girl you just met on the internet.
I'm doing it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because she's not going to appreciate it. Good
she's
point.
Just lucky enough to witness.
Yeah. How about she talks...
Thank you.
How about lucky. She catfishes you in, talks you into it.
Right.
And all you see is her face, and then when she does it, you do it, and when you're done... Four people lean into the camera and go, ah, dude.
Yeah. Three of them are your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen.
You should have seen your face, dude.
I took a snapshot of it. Right.
Do you care? You got off. You don't care.
Yeah, I would care.
Yeah,
buddies. Yeah, you would. You would get so much abuse. And by the way, what if it's not even your friends? What if it's strangers?
Yeah.
Then they're just being dicks.
Then you don't care.
You care less if it's strangers.
A bunch of strangers saw you. Who cares?
Well, couldn't they record it and circulate it?
Yeah, that's
that
it.
That could cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, if you're not going to school.
Yeah. What? You're going to put it out there? What are you going to do? Destroy my reputation?
No, not yours, but
many people have a reputation that they don't want that to be sullied.
Right.
I think a lot of people have a reputation that they think might sully.
We say this stuff on the air, so we're right. We're not worried about it, but Craig's right. A lot of people don't want that out there.
Some people have people that think well of them.
Yeah, it would suck to have that pressure on you.
Yeah, I guess.
None of us are aware of what it's like.
But if you don't have a reputation to pull, just masturbate away. Who cares who's watching?
Masturbate like nobody's watching?
Exactly.
That's how I do it.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but you do. Your computer's in the living room, so someone is watching.
Yeah, I pretty much always masturbated like nobody's watching. I mean, my whole career, I've masturbated my masturbation career, which started pretty young. I've always done it like nobody's watching. Right. I do weird things to myself.
Yeah, you do like nobody's watching, but you hope they're not.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Trojan survey found that more men than women are contributing to the quarantine masturbation spike. I like those words together.
Yeah, I do too.
But women are much more likely than men to be using the toys. 15% of women reportedly using toys or vibrators compared to just 6% of men.
Butt plugs, usually.
Okay.
Isn't that just because there's more toys aimed at women?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, there's more variety there for the women.
Yeah.
Well, they also, apparently, in this article, they say they suggest to men that they check into sex toys for men because the range has widened.
Well, plus, what are they? There's the C-ring, right? What else do you use?
Keep going.
Right. Yeah. There's your fleshlight.
Yeah, C-ring.
Your
butt
dolls.
Plug. Mm-hmm. Butt plug.
I think the doll is going pretty high end there.
Yeah, I think that these things are a lot, there's a lot more to them than just these basic things. You know, they throw other things in there.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Those dildos that suction cup to the shower?
So I guess just get a bag of dildos and you're fine.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Nick?
Get you through the pandemic. Bag of dildos.
Is there a stat out there that says, I'm going to assume that men masturbate more than women.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that we just mentioned it.
Right. By what percentage?
A lot.
Let's see here.
I bet you it's a lot.
It doesn't say here.
I bet you it's a lot.
Just says that men are more men than women are doing the quarantine masturbation and contributing to the quarantine masturbation spike, but more women than men are using toys. It doesn't say how many more women than men. Or any more men than women are
curious what the difference was.
Touching themselves.
I bet you it's 2-1.
Even pre-pandemic.
Playing around.
2-1 at least.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women have more options.
Yeah. They can get laid if they want to.
Exactly. Right. Ladies.
Not in this time of the global pandemic.
No, not this time.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're talking about, right now.
Okay, it's
2-1. The quarantine.
Yeah. Well, with the quarantine, it's guys are just doubling up. The girls are doubling up. So it's still 2-1, I bet.
Yeah. I've wondered what this will do to teen pregnancy.
Oh,
if kids can't hang out with each other, you'd think that would have to go down.
They can't knock each other up.
That's true. Everything's going to be weird in about 9 months.
Oh, I hate to bring this up.
Prostate toys.
Oh, didn't we? Well, that's right. We looked at that. Well, that's basically a vibrating butt plug we looked at.
Isn't it?
Like a rabbit for dudes?
Yeah, that thing we looked at last couple weeks ago, the circulating thing.
Oh, yeah.
Craig and I were really excited about for some reason.
Okay, Todd, this was a study from a couple years ago, but it says 84% overall of people admit to masturbating, 92% of men, 76% of women. So there's your difference.
I can't do the math on that.
About 16%.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But still, 76% of women, 92% of men admit to it.